And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and I sound like I'm going real slow, don't I? But what I'm really doing is I'm working on your financial freedom. So why am I talking so slow today? Well, the reason I'm talking so slow today is that I want to make sure that everybody understands the topic that I'm going to bring to the forefront. It has to do with changing your mindset away from where it is currently and migrating it to a place that you don't know anything about. What I think I've just done is I think I've just introduced a paradox that's going to blow your mind. So what am I getting at? When you become a real estate investor, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the first things you have to do is you have to start working on the gray matter between your ears, and you have to start shifting it from a middle-class mentality to a millionaire's mentality. Now, some of you would think, well, that's got to be easy. You just flip a switch in your mind and boom, it's done, right? Well, it's really not that easy because you have a lot of things that have occurred in your life that have imprinted information upon your brain that makes you think that what you're doing right now is just fine for retirement. But here's the fallacy with what you're doing for retirement. You're on the slow path. You're on a path that says, hey, if I can make a 10% return on investment, I'll be good. But the problem with making a 10% return on investment is that it's going to take you 8 to 10 years to double your money that you're investing. And in that case, how many times can you double your money in a lifetime? I mean, you start thinking about it. When did you start putting money into that 401k or that IRA? Did you do it in your 20s like everybody told you you were supposed to? No, you probably didn't. You probably waited until your 30s or maybe your 40s, right? Okay, so you're in your 30s or your 40s. Let's say you are in your 30s and it takes 10 years for that money to double. Now you're in your 40s and the money's doubled once. How long is it going to take for it to double again? 10 years? Okay, well, that takes you to your 50s. And how long does it take for that money to double again? 10 years? Boom, now you're in your 60s. So what we've just discussed is a scenario where you have money sitting in a savings account, and what you're hoping is that there'll be enough money on the back end for you to retire on. How much money do you need? Because if you put money into a savings account and it takes 10 years for that money to double in value, then what does that mean on the back end? How much money do you have? Well, it all has to do with what did you start with? And it all has to do with how much does that money really compound over time? And it also has to do with facts like, well, the stock market has a tendency to crash from time to time, which can impact your earnings on your investments. Yeah, there's a lot of factors that go into play. And if you're in the retirement game for, say, 30 or 40 years, that's a difficult thing to manage. I think it's a very difficult thing to manage. Now, at Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the things that we do for our members is we get them on a roadmap to retirement in 5 years or less. Not 30 years, not 40 years, not 50 years, but a retirement plan that gets them going and to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. Now, check this out. We have members that have done what we call case studies. What's a case study? A case study is an event that you can attend as a non-member. It's the only Lifestyles Unlimited event that we offer that we as members can invite non-members to. It's pretty cool. And what happens in case study is we have members that share information about deals that they've recently produced. And what they do is they stand up in front of the group and they talk about how they found the asset, what they did to remediate the asset, what the asset was doing for them when they put it back into service as clean, functional workforce housing. And they talk about things like cash flow. They talk about things like equity capture. They talk about the different ways that we make money in real estate. And what you tend to find out is you tend to find out these people are making money five or six different ways, depending on how they're invested, whether they're invested in single family or they're invested in multifamily assets. Now, we have a membership couple. Their names are Jennifer and Doug, and here's their results so far. They have seven single-family houses. They chose the single-family route to get themselves retired. Jennifer is currently real estate retired. Doug is down to 2 days a week as a dentist. So what they're doing is they're replacing their income with the income that comes from real estate investing. As a matter of fact, those seven homes that they're invested in are producing almost $5,000 a month in cash flow. What that means is that when you annualize the amount of money that they're making, that annualizes to a number. Now, I hope you're sitting down. That annualizes to a number of $57,900 per year. That replaces effectively an $83,000 per year salary. That is one of the reasons Jennifer was able to step away from her job, and one of the reasons that Doug is down to 2 days a week as a dentist, because he doesn't have to work 5 days a week. But get this, he enjoys being a dentist. So since he enjoys being a dentist, he continues to work in the dentist field, but he doesn't have to own the business. He doesn't have to operate the business. He's just there doing what he loves doing. And that is a great result when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. If you actually enjoy the work that you're doing and you get yourself to a place of retirement, you don't have to walk away from the job. The only reason you walk away from the job is because you decide, I just don't want to do that job anymore. And then you realize that you're in a financial situation where you can affect that. You can affect walking away from the job. One of the other couples that you might run into at a case study are Sean and Heather. Now, Sean and Heather were business professionals with no prior real estate experience when they joined Lifestyles Unlimited. They were hearing about the returns that we produce in single family and multifamily. And you know what they decided? They decided that they would be investors in the multifamily space. Now, they started with single family. They did. But they quickly traded up to multifamily. And today, they're both real estate retired because of the investments that they've made in the single family and primarily in the multifamily space. Now, in one of the deals that they presented at a recent case study, they presented a deal that's producing a cash-on-cash return of 11%. Now, let's compare that to what you can get in the banks today. What can you get in the banks today? Well, I could do a search online, and I'm gonna see numbers that are like in the 5 to 6% range as far as rates of return in the bank. But they're getting an 11% rate of return in their multifamily apartment community. They're essentially doubling what you can get in the bank. And in addition to that, they're getting the benefits of principal paydown, equity participation, forced depreciation, the tax benefits that go along with being a real estate investor. They're getting all of the equity components applied to the result. So they're making money in an equity participation gain also. It's pretty cool, right? You know what they're projecting? They're projecting a three-year return of 139%. 139%. So what we have to do is we have to annualize that. We have to take that 139%. We have to divide that by three because it's a three-year projected return. And what that indicates to me is that they're projecting a 46% return on investment year over year for the 3 years that they intend to hold this property. Question I have for you is this. What are you invested in that's giving you a 46% effective return on investment? And the answer that you have for me is that you don't have anything in your portfolio unless you already have real estate in your portfolio. It's it's a very, very interesting thing. You know, I was listening to Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, on his radio show the other day, and he was talking about a financial planner, and this blew me away. This financial planner was flat out told by the people that employ him that he is not allowed to own real estate. And when you peel back the onion and you understand the why is it that they don't want the financial planner to go out and buy real estate? Here's why. The financial planner has to be the one that sits across from you on the table and says, A, you're getting a 7 or 8 or a 9, maybe a 10% return on investment. So you should be happy with that. That is a great return. Meanwhile, I'm telling you about an investment that Sean and Heather have made that not only produces an 11% cash on cash return, which is superior to what your financial planner is telling you you should earn in the markets, you're also getting a projected return of 139% when you look at all the different ways you're going to make money over a 3-year period. Again, that translates into a 46% annual return on investment. I guess we could call that an internal rate of return for all you people that like the fancy terminology. It's a 46% return on investment year over year from year 1 through year 3. That is an exceptional result. It's a lot better than what your financial planner says you should be doing in the stock market. So what do Jennifer and Doug have going on that you don't have going on? What do Sean and Heather have going on that you don't have going on? What do the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited have going on that you don't have going on? Well, what they have going on is they've gone through a mindset shift. They have. They've gone through a mindset shift. They have grappled. They have wrestled. They have struggled with the middle class mindset. And what they've realized is that they have to take that middle class mindset and they have to rip it out of their psyche and they have to set it aside and never pick it up again, because what they have to replace it with is the millionaire's mindset. Now, to fully understand the millionaire's mindset, it's best that we look at the middle class mindset. I know I said rip it out and set it aside, but we have to study it. And here's why. I was taught that there's a path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. And it was to do these things. Do well in school and get a degree. Get a good job to get good pay and benefits. And then if I was really lucky, I would get a retirement plan, maybe in the form of a pension or stock options or 401k or some kind of combination of any of those things. I did well in high school. I was able to get into a very good college. I went to the University of Southern California. I couldn't afford to go to that school because it was a private school and I was basically a broke person, but I found a scholarship. I found an ROTC scholarship. It paid my way. So what happened? When we come back from the break, I'll tell you. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. I'm showcasing a couple of Lifestyles Unlimited members and what they have done to achieve retirement. They have done a lot to achieve retirement. Now, if you're just joining me, I was talking about Doug and Jennifer. Doug is he's a retired dentist, but he still works in his business because he likes doing it. It's something he enjoys doing. It's something he studied for. It's a part of who he is. And he enjoys doing the work of dentistry, so he does it 2 days a week. His wife, Jennifer, doesn't enjoy working, so she is real estate retired now. Pretty cool stuff, right? All right, then we talked a little bit about Sean and Heather, who were business professionals, but now they are real estate retired. They no longer work for somebody else. They work for themselves, and they love it. They've been on this show before. So if you want to hear what they have to say about real estate and real estate retirement, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the radio tab. Might come up as podcast, depending on what type of device you're using to access our system. And you can scroll back through there and you can find our previous radio shows, because they're all repurposed as podcasts and they're made available for you on our system. Pretty cool stuff. All right. So what I want to share with you is that these people, to include me, to include the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited, to include the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited himself, Del Walmsley, we all went through something called a mindset shift. We shifted away from a middle-class way of thinking, and we started thinking about things the way a millionaire thinks about things. But my background didn't help me much along the way. No, it didn't. And here's why. Like I said previously in the show, I was taught that the path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness was to do well in school, get into a good college, get a good degree, get a good job, get good pay and benefits, and then, you know, chug along and work towards getting a pension, work towards getting whatever stock options they offered you, work towards getting whatever 401k and matching amounts that they may offer you, because that's what retirement was to my year group. Yeah, I went to college in the 1980s. I graduated high school in the 1980s. In the 1980s, pensions were going away. They were being quickly replaced with the 401k. And I was a young man who wanted to be successful, and I was doing all the things that I was told to do in life. I went to school. I got good grades. Now, you have to understand, I went to public high school, so there was no cost directly associated to me for attending that school. I didn't have to go pay a tuition bill. The bill was paid for by the taxpayer, okay? So effectively, it was free to me, but it wasn't free. Somebody was paying the bill. But I got my education. I got my good grades. So then it was time to go to college. So what did I do? Well, I wanted to go to the University of Southern California, but if I remember correctly, the tuition back then was like something, I don't know, it was like well over $10,000 a year for the tuition, and then it was another, I don't know, $3,000 or $4,000 for room and board and stuff like that. And I thought, where is a guy like me going to get the money to go to college? And I started thinking, well, you know, the best I'm going to be able to do is go to the University of Nevada at Las Vegas, because I lived in Las Vegas, I grew up in Las Vegas, and I just figured I would just have to go to the feeder school if I couldn't figure out a way to get into USC. So one of the things that I figured out was that the military was offering scholarships. So if I was willing to trade my time, my body, my life to the military, I would effectively get a scholarship that would allow me to get into college so that I could get those good grades in college and I could progress. Oh, and the neat thing about that scholarship was it came with a job on the back end of college, because the expectation was you would serve your time in ROTC and then you would start serving your time in the United States Army. Therefore, I would have a job baked in. So I thought that was pretty cool. Now, the only problem that I had was that scholarship, it did pay for tuition. It did pay for the associated fees. It did pay for books. It even paid me $100 a month in spendable cash as a stipend. So, you know, I'd get my hair cut and maybe go get a Slurpee or something like that, or maybe take my sweetheart out for, you know, a burrito or something, because that's what we did in college. That's like what we could afford, right? All right. So how did I pay for those things that the scholarship didn't pay for, which was the room and board? Student loans. I took out student loans. I had student loan debt when I left college. So I, like you, was doing what I felt I had to do in order to achieve what I felt I needed to achieve, and I was willing to do whatever I had to do in order to achieve it. That meant signing on the dotted line, saying I was willing to serve in the United States Army. That act right there actually translated into me serving for 27 years. Kind of interesting how that worked out, right? Because my initial thought was I'll get into the Army, I'll do my time, and I'll get out. But here's what I found out about the United States Army. I found out I was pretty good at doing what I did in the United States Army, and I really liked the people that I was serving with. So when it came time to, you know, re-up or go home, I essentially re-upped. I just never went home. And that allowed me to serve 27 years, which allowed me to earn a pension. But here was the problem. That pension that I earned, it only pays me one-third of what I used to earn when I was on active duty. So when the time came, and this time came in 2014, the time came for me to retire from the United States Army, I wasn't necessarily prepared. I mean, I was still, in my mind, I was still working in the Army. I really still thought I still had another 3 years or more available to me on my odometer, only to find out, nope, that's not the case. That's not the case at all. As a matter of fact, you're actually going to retire, Al, because the Army has said so. They've published an order. I've actually got something on my wall signed by Barack Obama that says, thank you for your service, but you are now a part of the retirement rolls of the United States Army. So what did I do? Well, I went to Fort Living Room. That's what we call our house, Fort Living Room. I went to Fort Living Room and I started to try and figure out, how am I going to make ends meet? How am I going to do the things that I need to do living off of one third of what I used to make? And my expenses in my household, they did not go down by two thirds. They did not. They stayed basically where they were at. So I had a big problem on my hands. Now, one of the things I had been doing is I had been following a guy by the name of Dave Ramsey, and he told me to pay off everything that I could pay off. So I paid off everything that I could pay off. And in my driveway, I had four vehicles I owned free and clear. I took a title down to my bank. I got money out. I lived off of that money until that money ran out. And then I took another title down to the bank, wash, rinse, repeat, until I went through all four titles. And then when I realized I had run out of money, I finally landed a job. And the problem that I had was I was still stuck in a middle-class mindset. I was still trying to solve my problem from a middle-class approach. I was using bags of money, kind of like the bags of money that you are saving up for your retirement. I was using them in the form of title loans to try and live off of. And here's what I found out. It wasn't successful. It was a failure. And I ran out of money faster than I thought I would run out of money. And it took me about 10 months to get back into the workforce. But I did get into the workforce. I took a job that, and I'll just be raw and honest with you, I took a job that was below my pay grade. It really was. I mean, it's a job that I could have done in my sleep. And I think I did do it in my sleep most of the time. It was mostly on cruise control. And I still outperformed everybody. Not that I'm patting myself on the back, although it kind of sounds like I am. The point I'm trying to make is that I took a job because I needed a job, because I needed income, because I needed to support my household. And the new job came with a pension component to it. So I thought to myself, well, this new job, if I can work in it for 20 years, I can get a 20-year pension out of this job. I can add that pension to the pension that I'm already drawing from the United States Army. I'd be 70 years of age, so I could take my maximum Social Security benefit. So what could go wrong? Well, what went wrong was that I really started to dislike the job. I really started to dislike working for some of the people that were in my chain of command because, well, having been in their shoes before in the military, I could see where they were ineffective and it was driving me nuts. And it was driving me bananas. It was messing with my psyche and there was no way I was going to make it to the age of 70. But those are the cards that I dealt myself. So what did I do? How did I escape all of that? Well, I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. I did. I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And in doing so, the first thing that I did was I started to work on changing my mindset. I had to change it from the middle class mindset that I had over to the millionaire's mindset that I needed to have. Once I started conditioning my mind to think like a millionaire, it was like a total game changer for me. It was a complete and total game changer for me. Now, what did I need in order to change my mind? Well, one of the most important components is an effective map. If you're not following an effective map, then you're following an ineffective map. And if you're following an ineffective map, well, then that is prone to problems. You need a time-tested map. That's what we offer at Lifestyles Unlimited. When you become a member, you are trained on the roadmap that every Lifestyles Unlimited member is trained on. We are all trained in the same fundamental information. And then we blossom from that fundamental information because now we've shifted from that middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. And in doing so, by shifting that way, we're thinking completely differently. So we're thinking about buying assets that make more sense to us from a retirement perspective. Many of us look at those 401ks or IRAs that we have, and we start to realize that they are ineffective tools to getting us retired. They are tools that we use if we want to take the long road to retirement. They are not tools that we want to use if we want to take the short road to retirement. In other words, if you want to be retired in 5 years or less, you have to start doing things differently than you're currently doing them now. Otherwise, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Now, one of the things that I think is really cool that is going to occur, and it's going to happen effectively tomorrow night, is that Del Walmsley, our CEO, our founder, the guy that created this organization almost 35 years ago in Houston, Texas, will be teaching our Houston, Texas case study event. Now, earlier in the show, remember I said, case study is the only event that you can attend that's free, that you don't have to be a member to attend. So how do you find a member and attend this event? How do you get connected? Here's how you're going to do it. You're going to use me. Yeah, you're going to use moi. Yeah, I'm going to be your connection. I'm going to be the guy that gets you in the door. How do you get into this case study event? And by the way, why do you want to be in this case study event? Because Del Walmsley himself is going to lead the case study. And more importantly, he's going to give you his market update. And he's also going to talk about how he feels the Trump effect will change the markets that we invest in. It's going to be very, very informative, very, very exciting. And you don't even have to be a member of Lifestyles Unlimited to attend this event. So you're wondering, okay, I'll spill the beans. How do we attend the event? Okay, what you're going to do is you're going to pick up the phone. Yeah, you're going to pick up the phone and you're going to dial 866-945-6565. Let me give you that number again. 866-945-6565. Okay, for those of you that are driving, and I know you shouldn't be doing this, but you're trying to find a pen while you're driving. I get it. I've been there, done that. I'll give you that number one more time. 866-945-6565. 6565. Now, if you didn't get the phone number, just remember Lifestyles Unlimited, and you can search Lifestyles Unlimited in your favorite web search browser, and it'll pop up, and guess what'll pop up with it? The phone number. You might have to go to the Contact Us section at the very bottom, but that number that I just gave you is on the website. So what are you going to do with that phone number? You're going to call it. Why are you going to call it? Because you're going to talk to a live real estate investor who's a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited team. And you're going to say, hey, I heard Al on the radio, and I want to be a part of what Dell's doing tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm serious. You can call right now. The person on the phone knows about the event, and what they'll do is they'll get you registered. So you'll be able to see information that Lifestyles Unlimited members see in our case study. You'll be able to start transforming your own mindset because you'll be a part of an event that we are a part of that helps us do the exact same thing. Now, does it hurt to change your mindset? Is it like getting the jab? No, it's not like getting the jab. What it's like is it's like all of a sudden, the skies open up and the angels sing down and you see lights propelling in all kinds of different directions because all of a sudden you start to see your retirement problem in a very different light. instead of your retirement problem being something that's very far off, very, very much in the distant future, you start seeing your retirement problem as something as close as 5 years away, or maybe 4 years away, or maybe 3 years away, or in my case, it was only 2 years away. We get phenomenal results from our members who follow the Lifestyles Unlimited roadmap. They retire themselves in 5 years. They retire themselves in 4 years, 3 years. In my case, 2 years. We've got a club. It drives Dell Walmsley crazy when we do this, but I'm going to do it right now in the air. This is for you, Dell. I'm flashing my deuces sign. What does that mean? I'm flashing my deuces sign. Am I in a gang or something? No, well, I don't know. It's not really a gang. It's okay. Here's what the deuces are. The deuces are a group of Lifestyles Unlimited members that were so hungry to get themselves retired, they got it done in 2 years. And they had the wherewithal to be able to get that accomplished. Me, I had the wherewithal to do it. Now, it wasn't easy. I had to stick to my plan. But I stuck to my plan, and I got the result that I was looking for, which was retirement. So how did this play out for me? Well, I found Lifestyles Unlimited in 2017. I joined and I became a member. I retired myself fully in 2019. 2 years after becoming a member, I got it done. I got the big prize. And in doing so, I changed my mindset. I changed my mindset away from what it had been conditioned to be for so many years of my life into where it is now, which is a completely different mindset. I look at assets completely differently. I look at when I want to buy something, I look at what asset should I buy in order to create the cash flow so that I can afford the thing that I want to buy. Pretty cool stuff, right? Now, I didn't used to think that way before. I did not. I used to have a stinking thinking kind of mentality. I used to think, well, you know, what I'll do is I'll just buy it and pay for it. And that's the wrong way to do it. The wrong way to do it. The right way to do it is to have cash flow available to buy the stuff that you want to have in your life because that stuff makes you happy. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, all you got to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the free workshop button or call 866-945-6565 and get yourself registered for case study.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.